today we are at the 100th anniversary of the Balfour Declaration, and I am with Phil. Thank you very much for accepting to speak to us.
You're welcome.
So tell us, why is it so important for you to be here today?
Because I want to support the Palestinians who are suffering the injustice of imprisonment, particularly in Gaza. And I am against the land grabs by the Israelis in Israel and all the injustices that they impose on the Palestinian people. I also support the Israelis in Israel. But my stance has changed because they have been so abusive to the Palestinians in the country. They have different laws for them, and I think it's unsustainable, and they've got to find some other solution.
So are you a Jewish yourself?
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Christian.
You're a Christian, but you also you used to support, or you are still supporting the Israeli...
I am supporting the rights of both people, but at the moment the Israelis are abusing their rights, I believe. So I'm here supporting particularly the Palestinians, because I think Gaza is a hell on earth, and something's got to be done and changed about it.
And how do you think that things will change?
By changing people's opinions, I think, and making people in this country, in the Western world, aware of what is going on.
And have you got a family who supports your view?
You yes, my family do, yes.
So here today you came on your own?
But yes,
so
yes.
So how far have you travelled?
I've travelled about 80 miles from the other side of Oxford.
So that's quite a long way.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever been on a march or anything like this.
It's the first time?
First time,
so, right.
Yes. And you?
Yeah. And how do you compare this from the TV? When you see protest on TV, and now that you're actually...
I think it's very interesting to see people taking pictures of each other. Who they are, I've no idea. I see the police taking pictures of people. We've been stopped twice because of protesters against the march. I hope it all goes off without any problems. But I would still be here anyway, because I feel strongly about the issue.
Thank you very much. For
you're welcome.
So today we are with Yasmin Amaya. Thank you for agreeing to speak to us.
Thank you very much.
Why are you here today?
I'm here today to make a stand for the Palestinian people. I think it's time and very important that we show strength and unity in our numbers.
So you are representing Stop the Coalition?
Yes.
Is this your first, it's your first protest today?
Well, it's my second protest, but it's the first time that I've volunteered, and I've come down from Luton to volunteer for this protest.
And you've been volunteering with your mum?
Yes, I have.
So how is it going on?
It's going great. There's been loads of people that have attended, and the vibe and the energy is just really amazing.
Does it give you a lot of courage to go and do more protests and to talk
it
around?
It does, yeah. It gives me the hope and the encouragement that as a young person, I'm only 17, but that we have a voice and that we can go out and we can use it and make a change.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So I am with Farouk today. Why are you here today volunteering for Friends of Al-Aqsa?
I'm here today because 100 years ago, one of the biggest crimes ever committed by human beings was committed, which was giving a land that did not belong to them to somebody else. And this is the 100th anniversary of that decision by the British government, and that's what we're coming here to protest for, and we are volunteering to help facilitate the protests.
And how long have you been volunteering for Friends of Al-Aqsa?
About 7, 8, 9 years now.
Do you think that the BDS boycott Israel is getting stronger?
The BDS movement is definitely getting stronger in terms of public awareness. Unfortunately, we suffer from a lack of media support and a lot of media propaganda, and same with political support. But people power always overcomes. So yes, we believe it will. Inshallah.
So you believe there will be a change?
The change might not come straight away, but we have to keep pushing at it, And as individuals, we have to convince as many people as possible.
And what are you hoping for? A two-state solution? Is it something that you would like to have, or something else?
We wish for the Palestinians to be in charge of their own political destiny, basically. If that is what they require at this moment in time, then we won't oppose that. But at the end of the day, it's up to them, what they require. But we want the Palestinians to have their freedom.
Thank you very much, Farouk.
All right, thank you very much.